This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Newly released 911 calls show the mother of Sonia Massey called police for help with her daughter less than 24 hours before Sonia Massey was shot and killed by a Springfield sheriff's deputy. My colleague Mawa Iqbal has that story.
On the morning of July 5th, Donna called 911 to report that Sonia was having a mental breakdown. She tells dispatchers that her daughter is sporadic and paranoid, but not dangerous.
Please don't send no combative policemen that are prejudiced, please.
Okay, well, that would be Donna. They just do that.
Donna says over the dispatcher, they will kill her.
Scary. I'm scared of the police.
Later that night, Sonia made her own call to 911 asking for help and was fatally shot inside her home by then-sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
A Chicago man with a long criminal record is being held in jail on charges he murdered an off-duty sheriff's deputy during an attempted robbery. Cordero Thompson is accused of killing Deputy Raphael Wordlaw this week. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling announced the charges today. He called Wordlaw a family man who had dedicated his life to public service.
We honor Deputy Wordlaw by bringing his killer to justice. We want to make sure that this individual cannot destroy another life or lives.
Prosecutors say Deputy Wordlaw and a friend stopped at a gas station at about 1:30 in the morning on July 30th. They say Thompson pulled two guns on Wordlaw's friend and demanded he empty his pockets. Prosecutors say Wordlaw then shot at Thompson, and Thompson shot back multiple times, killing Wordlaw and wounding his friend. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker may still be a contender to be Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. A source tells the Sun-Times Pritzker met virtually with Harris's vetting team twice this week and started submitting vetting materials last week. Pritzker is one of several Democrats the Harris campaign is reportedly considering. And a pair of Illinois-based abortion rights organizations is calling on Harris to name Governor Pritzker as her running mate. In a joint open letter to Harris, groups called Personal PAC and Men for Choice Advocacy praised Pritzker as a champion in the fight for reproductive freedom. And the Chicago Bears open the preseason tonight against the Houston Texans in Canton, Ohio. The Bears were selected to play in this year's annual Hall of Fame game since they have three former players who will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend: Steve McMichael, Devin Hester, and Julius Peppers. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus says the team will get to speak with Hester and other Hall of Famers before the game.
It's exciting to talk to those guys because you understand the work ethic, the passion, the togetherness, and that's always exciting, and I ask a lot of questions to those guys, and I glean a lot of information, a lot of wisdom from those championship teams, but that's what I hope that our players will take away that too.
Eberflus earlier announced no starters will be playing in the game. Weather: cloudy with showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high in the mid-80s, and cloudy with rain likely tonight, a low near 70, and then for Friday, cloudy, more showers likely, high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.